Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, we have been spending quite a lot of time talking about the enormous national impact of this week's presidential election. But on Tuesday, Massachusetts voters also took a stand on ballot questions of major significance to this state. So for a big chunk of the show today, we're going to take a closer look at what's next for two of those issues, charter schools and legal recreational marijuana. First, let's look at marijuana, because voters approved ballot question 4, 54-46%, which means that Massachusetts residents older than 21 can legally use recreational marijuana beginning December 15th of this year, and retail stores are scheduled to open at the beginning of 2018. But some state officials are already saying that timeline may not be reasonable. So joining us now to talk about it is Will Luzier. He's campaign manager for Yes on 4, and they, of course, supported the legalization of recreational marijuana. Mr. Luzier, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having us.
Also with us is State Senator Jason Lewis. He represents the 5th Middlesex, and he was on the campaign for a safe and healthy Massachusetts. They were opposed to question 4. Senator Lewis, good to have you back.
Good to be with you, Magda. Thank you.
Also good to have you, because a lot of these questions have to do with how Beacon Hill is going to act. So listeners, I just want to throw the number out for you. If you've got questions for Will Luzier or Senator Jason Lewis, we're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. What do you want to know about how Massachusetts is going to move forward with the now legal use of marijuana in this state? So let's start off with what Treasurer Deborah Goldberg just recently said yesterday, because she's going to be the state's top regulator of marijuana, and she's going to have to name the three folks who will be on the Cannabis Commission. She called on the legislature to extend the deadline for opening retail stores because she said she needed extra time to build her oversight force to do that. So here's Treasurer Goldberg on the timeline that was outlined in the ballot question.
If you think about it in the context of how long, even if you own a private business, how long it takes to get up and running, some of those deadlines are pretty tough.
So Will Luzier, let's start with you. I mean, what do you make of the fact that Treasurer Goldberg says she doesn't know if the state can be ready for marijuana sales by 2018?
Well, let's look at Colorado. Colorado voted on this in November of 2012, and they retail sales started in January of 2014. So it's exactly the same timeline. But Colorado didn't have a blueprint like we do. We now have 4 states that have legalized, plus the District of Columbia. So we can look at the regulations from all of those states, get best practices, and have the best regulatory framework in the country. And we don't, we already have a blueprint. We're not going to reinvent the wheel.
Okay. So, Senator Lewis, what's your thought on that? And of course, I mean, voters have passed the question, so we're not wondering whether or not it's good for Massachusetts. The question is the timeline realistic?
So, Meghna, let me start by congratulating Will and the proponents of the ballot question for a very strong campaign that they ran and for their victory on Election Day. I want to say right at the outset that I believe all the members of the legislature and the governor will fully respect the will of the voters, and we will move as quickly and as expeditiously as possible to implement this new law. There are many critical details that have to be worked out in the days and months ahead. And, so I do think as we really dig in and get moving on implementation, one of the questions we will have to consider is, can we get it all done, in the timeline that's laid out? The timeline really is the middle of September of next year, because that's the time in the ballot question by when all the regulations are supposed to have been drafted and promulgated. So that really is, 9 or 10 months. And to get there, we would have to stand up a whole regulatory structure, hire the staff, put technology in place, get input from all the different stakeholders. It's a lengthy and challenging process.
I take your point, because Treasurer Goldberg also said that she won't even have the information until January, February about how long it might take to create this IT backbone that the state would need to track from seed to sale. Might not even be possible to have a system ready by next October. these are concerns that the Treasurer is putting forth. But Senator Lewis, let me ask you, respond to what Will Luzier said, that, you know, Massachusetts has a blueprint on how to pull this off because it was done in Colorado.
We would certainly be wise to look to Colorado's experience as well as Washington State and a few others. And in fact, both Treasurer Goldberg and her team went out to, I believe, Washington, and I led a Senate delegation out to Colorado. So we've been doing our homework to get ready. That said, one of the main pieces of advice that I received from Governor Hickenlooper's team in Colorado when I was there was, you really need to implement this very thoughtfully and very carefully and make sure you have enough time to do it right.
Will, is your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not reinventing the wheel. This is a timeline that was voted on by the voters, and I think I appreciate the senator's suggestion that everyone wants to comply with the will of the voters, but you know, we need to make sure that folks are not they have this opportunity to purchase marijuana within the timeline, the time frame that's outlined in the initiative.
So I want to play another piece of tape here. This is from Governor Charlie Baker. He spoke yesterday, and he was asked about how quickly Massachusetts could ramp up to get sales online by the time stated in the ballot question. And he said he wants, no matter what happens, he wants it to be an efficient and effective process.
I don't want to go through, for example, the disconnects and the false starts that were associated with the state's implementation of the medical marijuana law.
So the governor there referring to the fact that it took medical marijuana quite some time to get the system fully worked out across the state, and it was with a lot of hurdles and obstacles there. Jason Lewis, let's start with you. Respond to that, because the governor's right to point out that it was supposed to be one thing on paper when medical marijuana was passed, but the implementation was quite different. I mean, could that happen here again?
Well, I completely agree with the governor. We should learn lessons from the implementation of medical marijuana, which I think everyone agrees took far too long and was had too many problems. And I think we must do better this time. And we will. I'm confident we will. But that doesn't change the fact that there are so many details that have to be worked out. Let me just give you one example, Meghna. There's no funding specified in this ballot question to start to stand up a regulatory structure, because the license fees and the taxes that would come, you know, would fund that won't come in until sometime in the future.
So let me just jump in there.
So that's a solution the legislature will have to address immediately, is how are we going to actually get going and get put the funding in place? That's just one example.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get Will Luzier's thoughts on that particular concern.
We talked to Senator Lewis's office in August of last year about the possibility of some kind of a loan program, similar to what happened with the Gambling Commission, where they were funded and then paid the money back once the fees started to come in. We also approached several senators about pre-funding this and putting it in this year's budget. But they said, no, let's wait. There's opportunities for supplemental budgets all the time, and we can fund it in a supplemental budget. So, you know, I don't think that the funding issue is a hurdle that can't be overcome.
Well, I would respectfully disagree, because I think everyone knows we have an extremely tight state budget, you know, we would have to figure out where this funding will come from, and if it's going to be a loan, how we structure that, and there are issues with our you know, credit rating. The point is, it can be solved, but we have to sort that out. You know, another example.
How much of a priority is this going to be in the new legislative session?
This will be right at the top of the list of priorities, I suspect, going into the new legislative session. And I know from the Senate President, the Governor, and the Speaker of the House, I think all agree that this is a top priority issue in the new session, which starts in January.
Well, let's take a couple quick calls here, because we've got some folks with some questions here. Jesse is calling from Marlboro. You're on the air, Jesse.
Hi. I wanted to know what the restrictions and limits on growing and using marijuana for the residents of Massachusetts from December 15th and into the future. Thank you.
So, Jesse, I guess you meant people, what can they grow in their own homes? Because I think there is some confusion or question about that. Will Luzier?
The personal limits are, you can have up to 1 ounce in public. You can have up to
That's 10. Under existing law already.
Well, no, because under existing law, it's decriminalized, which means you can still get a sort of a citation for it. But now there would be no citation for up to an ounce in public. You can have up to 10 ounces in your own home so long as 9 ounces are under lock and key. You can also grow 6 plants or up to 12 plants if there are 2 people growing in the home. And those possession limits are essentially doubled, but the possession of them is decriminalized. So, for instance, if you have more than an ounce but less than 2 ounces, you can be fined $100 and have the excess taken away.
Now, Treasurer Goldberg says she thinks that the provision of allowing folks to grow up to 12 marijuana plants in their household may be too much, and she's indicated she may like to cut that.
Well, I haven't seen a good public policy reason why that needs to be cut. It's my understanding that the treasurer said, well, this is going to cut into retail sales and therefore cut into tax revenue. But I recently read an article that said the difference between home grow and walking into a retail facility, the cost is relatively the same. So if you're interested in having a garden, if you will, and you get some personal satisfaction out of that, go ahead and do it. But you're not going to save any money. It's going to be the same as walking into a retail facility.
Senator Lewis, you want to respond to that? Because briefly, because I really want to get to this question of taxes.
Again, I think we would work to respect the will of the voters here as specified in the referendum. It is the case that in Washington state, they don't allow any home growing. Colorado allows up to 6 plants, so far less than this would allow. I do think that there would it would be appropriate to consider safeguards that we would put around this to make sure that we don't get people growing at home and then having that marijuana go into the black market, because we have seen that happen in Colorado, and we know under federal law we have to prevent that from happening and from being smuggled across state lines.
Mm. And I think it's un-American to suggest that this is going to create a new criminal class of people who are going to grow this in their own homes and then sell it on the black
market. I'm not suggesting most people would do that, but if you ask law enforcement in Colorado, this is a huge challenge they have faced, is criminal elements and gangs and others who have set up shop in Colorado, hiding within the legal law to grow at home and then selling that into the black market and across state lines. We have an obligation to prevent that in Massachusetts.
As the senator knows, under the medical marijuana program in Colorado, you're allowed to grow up to hundreds of plants. And that's the problem in Colorado. It's not the home grow for personal use that's the problem in
it's
Colorado.
It's both, actually.
Okay, so I see that this is still a major point of contention between the two of you. But I want to actually move on, if I could, to another issue which the legislature has, or members of the legislature have already talked about perhaps taking some action on, and that is how much marijuana is going to be taxed. The sale of marijuana is going to be taxed in Massachusetts, because I think this is also an equally pressing issue. First of all, let's hear some tape from Treasurer Deb Goldberg on the tax rate on marijuana in Massachusetts as was proposed and approved in question 4.
Many people I spoke to who were voting for the question would say to me, we're going to get lots and lots and lots of money. And I'd say, no, we're not.
And just to clarify, question 4 said that there would be a 3.75% excise tax on marijuana sales on top of the state's sales tax. And so yesterday I actually asked this question about what the legislature is going to do about it, if anything, to State Senate President Stan Rosenberg. And here's a little bit of our back and forth. It is the lowest of any state that's legalized marijuana.
Yes,
do you think the legislature is going to quickly push to increase that tax rate?
We have to at least cover the costs, and that those costs should not only be administration and enforcement of the law, and that will be on the table, and I think that's a fair question to ask.
Senator Lewis, a fair question, or is the legislature seriously considering raising the excise tax above 3.75%?
Well, I think what the Senate president said I would agree with, and I would hope the proponents of the question would, that the taxpayers should not be funding the implementation and regulation of this new industry in Massachusetts. And I know that the proponents believe that the tax rate is sufficient, but we're very concerned that when you add up all of not just the regulatory costs, the administrative, the legal costs, but all the public health costs, we're going to have to invest in campaigns to educate adults about responsible use, to prevent teen use. We're going to have to train our police officers.
The reasons I think are well understood, but the question is the legislation legislature going to do something about
it? Well, I can't speak for what the legislature will do as a whole.
Would you like to see that happen?
What I can point to is the work of the Special Senate Committee on Marijuana, which I chaired and which researched marijuana for a year. And it is one of the recommendations in that report that the tax rate should be higher than it is in the ballot question, although we don't specify exactly what we think it should be.
Will Luzier, what's your thought that we do have some lawmakers saying that maybe the tax rate ought to be raised?
Well, I certainly think that the program should pay for itself. But in Colorado, Andrew Friedman was in town a couple of weeks ago, and he said that they raised last year $135 million, and the marijuana program cost them $25 million. So they had $110 million left over. The ArcView report that came out in March said that this is going to generate $100 million in tax revenue. And that's more than enough to cover all the programs that the senator suggests. Plus, it doesn't take into account the income tax that's going to be generated from the 20 or 30,000 jobs that are created in this industry. It doesn't take into account all of the commerce that's going to be created around lawyers and real estate transactions.
Out of the creation of a new market. But in terms of Colorado's sort of a revenue pad there, but their tax rate is higher on marijuana.
Their tax rate is certainly higher. But the reason that we thought that the tax rate should be low was because it offers the opportunity to undercut the black market. And 12% may be one of the lowest, but for instance, California, which just passed on Tuesday their marijuana referendum, their tax is 15%. So I don't have a problem with, and they have a whole range of issues that they're paying for in the initiative. Mm-hmm. So long as we have solid evidence that the costs are there. I think that the tax rate is sufficient to cover the
cost. If I could say that, Megan, I think the key is, yeah, and we would agree, we've got to do our homework and figure out what all of these costs are and all the things we have to do to implement this safely and thoughtfully, and then make sure the tax revenues would cover that.
And I think that the legislature should have been doing their homework a lot before this passed.
Well, I understood, but we'll continue to look forward now. Since question four has passed, there will be a lot of policy and tools questions on how this gets implemented, and I look forward to having both of you back to continue to discuss them as those pieces fall into place. So, Will Luzier, campaign manager for Yes on 4, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having us.
And Senator Jason Lewis, he's state senator and was also on the steering committee for the Campaign for a Safe and Healthy Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.